A ceasefire between Israel and Islamic Jihad in Gaza appears to be holding. Well, that's raising hopes. The bombardment of the Gaza Strip that began on Friday has now ended. At least 44 Palestinians, including 15 children, have been killed. Egypt mediated the deal between Israel and the Palestinian group. The UN and Qatar were also involved in brokering the truce. Well, Israel has now reopened all three border crossings, as Al Jazeera's Yumna Sayed reports from Gaza.
We learned from the Israeli side that they're going to allow 30 fuel trucks to enter throughout the day to the Sol power plant here behind me. Trucks have already started arriving to the power plant company to start generating the electricity again, as it shut down yesterday, Sunday, after fuel was deprived from entering for the past 6 days. So now, as we witness the fuel entering and the Sol power plant regenerating again, we can witness more electricity coming to other facilities, especially hospitals here in Gaza.
Funerals are being held for four Palestinians who were killed in an Israeli airstrike. The youngest among them was a 9-year-old boy. They were killed when Israel targeted their home in Beit Hanun, north of Gaza. Israeli forces have also demolished two Palestinian homes during a raid in the northern occupied West Bank. One belonged to the grandfather of a 20-year-old Palestinian who's accused of killing three Israelis in early May. Chad's transitional military council has signed an agreement with more than 40 rebel groups to start peace talks. The deal was signed in Doha in Qatar. It comes after 5 months of negotiations, paves the way for elections and a return to civilian rule. The head of Ukraine's state nuclear energy company is calling for the Zaporizhia power plant to be made a military-free zone. Both Ukraine and Russia blame each other for shelling of the facility. The UN Secretary General wants international inspectors to be allowed to visit the plant.
Hi, Malika here. And we've got some news at The Take. We'll be on hiatus for a few weeks, busy behind the scenes working on some really exciting episodes. We'll return in September. Until then, stay in touch.